Talk Tonight is on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause. You're listening to News Talk Tonight. We've got three more hours of fun and frivolity coming up. Well, not all frivolity, but it's going to be a good time. We've got lots of interesting stuff to talk about, including my guest. I had Sarah Kate on last week, and she was so great. I had to invite her back just before we get to New Year's Eve because Sarah Kate wants us to rethink how we drink. The former marketing executive and Canada's first sober sommelier doesn't drink alcohol, but says, I wasn't going to spend the rest of my life drinking sparkling water. So she started a website called Some Good Clean Fun, Canada's Non-Alcoholic Drinks and Lifestyle Magazine to review alcohol-free drinking options. Turns out there's a huge market for that. And Sarah joins us now to talk about Dry January and delicious cocktails to enjoy on New Year's Eve and beyond. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Richard. That was a great introduction. I really appreciate all that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I do parties too. If you need me to come and herald you in to the party, I'm willing to do that. Now, I didn't ask you this the last time, but you call yourself a sober sommelier, which sounds kind of like two disparate elements coming together. It's a title I've never heard before. Can you explain the whole thing to me?
So actually, I don't call myself a sober sommelier. That other people have coined that to me. So I call myself a non-alcoholic drinks expert. I feel like that's a little bit more self-explanatory. You could call me a sober sommelier. I don't go by that term. But in an essence, a sommelier is somebody who helps pair your wine with your experience and what mm-hmm. you're eating. And you could say that I do the same thing, but with non-alcoholic drinks. So in a sense, I am a sommelier, a non-alcoholic sommelier. And I try to encompass all of the things, though, not just wine. So I try and, I want to review and compare and contrast and really experience all of the options that can help you have a joyful life and a fun and delicious life too if you don't drink.
And there are lots of options, and there are better options than there have ever been before. We've tried some of the non-alcoholic gins, which were really good. Non-alcoholic mm-hmm. beer is no longer the horror story that it used to be years ago
when
you'd bring it to a party and just, you know, wish that you didn't, you know, you had brought something else. But there's lots of other stuff out there. For New Year's Eve, so for tomorrow night, are there things that you would suggest people could try if they don't want to, if they don't drink ever, or if they're driving and they don't want to have cocktails or champagne? What would you suggest?
Well, you know, I always say, you know, for New Year's Eve, you're usually going out to a friend's house or going out somewhere, right? So if you're heading out to a friend's house, you don't want to be lugging around bottles of wine and, and heavy things. And so I've generally been saying to people, there's lots of non-alcoholic cocktails
right.
that are now available in cans. And it's a little bit harder to find last minute. So let's be honest, tomorrow is New Year's. If I were you and wanting to go out and find something quickly, there's a new gin and tonic in a can that's available non-alcoholic at Loblaws, a superstore, like that whole sort of family of chains called Above, and they have a couple of other flavors too. But that's a good example of where you can go out to a grocery store now, and there's starting to be better options. So I would say try and find some easy, ready to drink, like pre-mixed cocktails to take with you, because then you're not futzing around with bitters and all the things you need to make a non-alcoholic cocktail. It's cocktails are complicated, and you want to have fun on New Year's and relax whether you're drinking or not.
Good cocktails are, I have a rule of three for alcoholic cocktails. I have a rule of three. If there's any more than three ingredients in it, I start to look askance a little bit at it, because it feels to me like it's getting too complicated.
Yeah.
But I had a drink called a penicillin last night. It's an old cocktail, mm-hmm. and there's it seemed like about 150 ingredients in it, and it was delicious. And then I saw, and I thought, well, that was worth the effort. Then I saw your recipe for a sparkling wine drink with Earl Grey tea.
Yeah.
Now tell me a little bit about this, because does it taste like sparkling wine? Does it taste like champagne?
Yes. So there are some really great non-alcoholic champagnes on the market now. Mm-hmm. There's, I have my top pick two or three that I really love that are Identical. You would be really hard pressed to be able to tell the difference between something that's alcoholic and not alcoholic. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about sparkling wine, the Earl Grey tea, I've made a couple of things actually with Earl Grey tea, and you make a syrup from it. So a simple syrup, and you add the Earl Grey tea into the syrup and let that steep.
And a simple syrup is just literally half sugar, half water. You boil it and it becomes it's got a real viscosity to it.
That's right. And then, so you add some, Earl Grey tea, like for tea leaves, to that, and then let it steep for half an hour. Mm-hmm. Then strain it into a jar, and you can use that in lots of things. So I make an old fashioned with Earl Grey syrup and then a cooled Earl Grey tea as well, so it gives it the sort of bitter flavor you're looking for in an old fashioned. There's some pretty good non-alcoholic bourbons and whiskeys out there, and so then this champagne drink with the Earl Grey syrup in it just adds something exciting to the champagne. You can drink the non-alcoholic sparkling wine on its own. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you're interested in cocktails, you can, that's why I came up with that option is like, it's something interesting.
Yeah, this is kind of like if you, in the alcoholic world, it would be kind of like a French 75 or a Kir Royale or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So Kir Royale, actually, I made a Kir Royale as part of my Dry January kind of drinks guide. And, it tastes exactly the same, except there is a little bit of the cassis liqueur. It does have a very specific taste to it, so it's a little different. But, speaking of penicillin, I do want to say I just made a drink called the Scottish penicillin.
Oh.
And it's with this insane product from Scotland called Ferragaya. It's imported into Canada just recently. And, so you use the lemon, you use some honey. So you make honey syrup.
Yeah.
Or it's not a honey syrup, but, you mix the honey with warm water and then the Ferragaya. And, I had that and I thought, I need to make more of these.
Yeah.
So you can, my point of all this is that you can really play around and have a lot of fun and replicate drinks you've had in the boozy world, because you're looking for the taste of other things that are not alcohol. So, you can really have fun and build sort of that elevated experience that has the kind of the things you want in a cocktail, the bitter, the salt, sometimes there's salt in it. Sometimes there's, these flavors that go into more complicated cocktails, and it's, you can do that, but sometimes you just want to pop open a bottle of wine or a beer and have that too. Right.
I'm speaking with Sarah Kate, non-alcoholic drinks expert and the publisher and editor of SomeGoodCleanFun.com. Dry January is coming up. We've only got about a minute left here. Dry January is coming up. There will be a lot of people who will drink champagne with booze, in it on with alcohol in it on New Year's Eve. What would you suggest in terms of gliding into dry January? What's a good first step?
I think that the first good step is to really just take a couple of days and, reset your health. Like, if you're out having a couple of glasses of wine or drinks on January 1st, you're not going to feel good. You're not even going to be thinking about drinking for a few days. So I think, staying hydrated and putting your mind in the right place, it's more about the mindset, I think, and less about what you're drinking. It's more about, trying to think about whether it's beneficial to you and whether it serves the purpose. Is it serving what you need? Shifting your mindset and saying this is the goal and sticking to it. So it's a lot of work in your head rather than in the kitchen.
And then once you've wrapped your head around that and you're hydrated and ready to go, start making Earl Grey tea infused simple syrups and things like that. So you have there. It's like cooking for the week. It's planning ahead.
Yeah.
You have it when you want to drink. You can make it yourself.
So I have my Dry January Drinks Guide, and it's, it'll be up. You can sign up and get it emailed to you now. And every day during January, I'll be going through the drinks day by day. But there's things in there too that are like, there's easy drinks. You can batch things in advance, make some syrups and, whatever level you want. And, you can play around in the kitchen, and I've got some drink recommendations there too, wine and beer recommendations. So you can download that and you'll have a couple of ideas to get started.
Sarah, we have to leave it there. We're out of time, but thank you so much for joining me again this week.
Thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards. Stay with me. Lots more to come.